Now, I can tell you, every single person in the Glen in 1930, I can tell you the name of them all. I knew them all personally. And you see, the wonderful thing about it to me was we were all friends throughout the Glen, didn't matter who you were, shopkeeper, mail driver, farm worker, it didn't make any difference. We were a community and we were all friends.
So you were talking about the, you know, people at the shop, the hotel and the blacksmith. So what can you remember of the sort of Kirkmichael village? So you've got a shop, a blacksmith, do you remember?
Well, there were two shops at the time. Lily and Flora had the main shop, and there was another one where Johnny Milne is now. It was the property of McBride's, who were Glasgow people.
Okay.
And my parents said, we don't deal with them, Glasgow, we deal with Lily and Flora, which I did.
Okay.
You know, Flora was my great, 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 great friend. I mean, I remember as a child, the first thing, as soon as I got home, I'd go way down to see Flora.
Were you the similar age? Or was it?
Well, the age of three onwards.
Oh, are you?
You know. And she'd sit me on the counter and give me a gobstopper or something, right. You know. Oh, she, you know, we just were close friends. And her sister, Lily, she was a top piper, the first and only woman piper of that time. And she taught us dancing as well. And what else can I mean, I can tell you all about everything, the whole lot. Old Peter Crichton, the blacksmith, and he had two full-time blacksmith workers, three of them full-time.
Right.
And everybody was shoeing horses in those days. And so I remember them all very well, Harry McPherson. I remember Willie Slithers, who drove the mail bus. The mail bus actually wasn't the mail bus, sorry, but it was a bus that belonged to Harper's Garage in Glengarry, and they run this twice a day, and they had the franchise for the mail.
Right, okay.
And of course, in those days, there was no transport worth talking about. It was only about two people in the Glen had a car, you know. The bus was everybody and everything. He brought the messages, the mail, parcels, the news, he did people shopping for them. Willie was just a great friend of everybody, you know. He'd come up in the morning about 11 o'clock with the mail, and then he'd always have his dinner along at Enoch to where he came from originally. Then he'd go down at 3 o'clock with the bus, and they took about four passengers. But you didn't go down because there was no way of getting back, you know. So anyway, he took all the luggage, the parcels, everything all came up in Willie's bus. It was a clumsy old thing, but oh, Willie managed to drive it. He told me later on, he says, didn't hit any brakes at all.